You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It can be tough to keep a restaurant open. You may have seen in your community restaurants, they might come and go if you're in a small town, big town, wherever. The Wisconsin Small Business Development Center is partnering with people around the state to offer some lessons in pretty much everything related to running a restaurant, getting started, managing menus, staffing, and more. Jason Schleip is lead consultant on the SBDC's restaurant initiative. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, what kind of consulting services is this initiative going to offer to would-be restaurant owners?
Well, it'll offer basically everything, kind of a full package from start to finish. So we'll help them, we'll help prospective restaurant owners open a business, help them, with their financials and getting their kind of their menu in line and getting their product in line. And then we can help current restaurant owners who are maybe struggling a little bit and want to fix like certain areas of their operation, can help them maybe, get their menu a little better, help them with some cost of goods sold, maybe help them with some labor issues. And then we can actually help people transitioning out of the restaurant industry too. If they want to put their place for sale, we can help them, get their books in order and get that going.
As a business, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, that, restaurants have a really high turnover. What are some of the unique challenges in getting a restaurant up and running successfully?
Well, right now, and you're completely right, they do have a high turnover. And one of the reasons we started this initiative is because that turnover is getting higher in the state of Wisconsin. And a unique challenge is currently, first of all, there's a lot of competition. It's, anytime we're in boom times like this with great economy and things like that, a lot of places pile in, and the competition's tough, so you got to stand out. Second of all, and in conjunction with that, the labor market's super tough right now. So starting a new restaurant and building a staff is something that's really hard to do.
A lot of people might think of this as a city thing, restaurants, cities have a lot of restaurants. I understand your organization's working with rural areas and small towns too in particular.
Yeah, we are. When we set it up, the main focus was going to be on the rural areas because they seem to be the ones that struggle the most and maybe kind of see the least amount of help. So, but we're not going to discriminate. We'll help anybody in any area, but we do want to target the rural areas.
If someone's listening and thinking, yeah, I am a restaurant owner, or I'm just starting up, or wow, it's been tough lately, how do they get involved in this?
Well, first of all, just go to our website. It's the SBDC of Wisconsin website, and there's a special spot on there for the restaurants. If you Google SBDC Wisconsin /restaurants, you'll find it. And then you can sign up, send us an email, it'll come to me, and then I'll contact you.
I think a lot of people might have had the thought, oh, I'm a pretty good cook. I could open up a restaurant. Can you talk about some of the things that may be surprises to them if they pursued that?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a lot of people get into that situation. I'm a good cook. I can open up a restaurant. I would say cooking and opening up a restaurant, cooking is probably 10% of it, right? you actually have to be a really good people manager. You have to have some good business skills. You have to be able to take ups and downs because the restaurant industry never goes in a straight line. You have to be resilient in handling those ups and downs. And, you have to also be able to work long hours and unusual hours. You can't be set in your schedule or there's just no chance you're going to make it.
All right. Here's a question that always baffles me among the many reasons I will never open a restaurant. You have to buy these ingredients, many of them perishable, and you don't know who's going to order the chicken tonight or who's going to order whatever else. You don't know which of these perishable ingredients you need at any given night.
Yeah, that's true. And the way to combat that is you just plan your menu correctly so that you're not having a lot of random items that you have to order that might go bad. The items that you do order that should go can go bad, you want to be able to use in maybe 5 to 10 different dishes so that you can kind of cover it there. And if you do have a special dish on there that takes a few items that other dishes don't, just get something that's not going to be perishable.
Is this the kind of logistical advice you might give as a consultant in this program?
Yeah. We'll ask questions and we'll also go over people's books and figure out and kind of go over their menu and figure out maybe that is something they're doing wrong, that affects their bottom line.
How does this end up benefiting a local economy if they have thriving restaurants?
Well, so especially in the rural areas and the small town, you know, a lot of small towns now are revitalizing their downtown, and they really want people to come visit them. And can you imagine a small town that didn't have a restaurant option? You know, they want people to come and stay a day, you know, and shop and explore the local things to do. And if you don't have a place to go for lunch or dinner, you're not going to stay there. You're going to come for an hour or two and go maybe back to the larger town where there's more options. So we really need to keep these small towns with at least one or two really good dining options.
You've got this initiative. How are you going to measure its success?
Well, we have certain metrics we have to hit. The main thing is just getting it going this year, getting it going, getting the knowledge out there, getting a few different areas served. And the main thing is we're going to measure success by just how many people we can serve. And it's a 3-year program as of now, and we're hoping it can continue after that.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Jason Schleip, lead consultant for the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center's Restaurant Initiative. We talked to him today about a new effort aimed at helping small restaurants with their long-term business goals.